Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I like this. So Kang just brought this to my attention. The All-Star Game, apparently they're going to use the ABS system.
Yeah, Kenny just told me that. I was outside the studio.
The automated balls and strike system. I think that's awesome. Well, I mean, they're looking to implement this next year, perhaps, as early as next year.
Yeah, so we saw this in spring training, and I actually thought it was pretty good because it was quick. Player could challenge right away, and heck, pitchers can challenge right away. So I've watched some minor league baseball where they're using it, and pitchers were challenging. Now, I got into a conversation with a couple umpires that said, it looks really super credible right now, but it's not perfect yet. They're still working on the technology. And that, you know how umpires get scorecards? The scorecards, the technology, apparently it takes quite a bit of time for them to really hone in a strike zone and make sure that they've got it all right. So trying to do it instantaneously is a little bit, I guess, not 100% accurate, but it looked pretty damn accurate. And I'll just believe the umpires that said it's not, you know, they're still working on the technology to make sure it's as accurate as it needs to be.
I wonder, I was listening to the game maybe a week or so ago, driving my car, and there was a controversial play down the line. And Dan Dirksen was describing it as, he goes, you can see some chalk fly up, but they don't have cameras along the baseline to see if this is fair or foul going towards the outfield.
Right.
And I think Bobby Scales was doing the game with him, and they were talking about, why don't they, you know, we have the system in tennis.
Yeah.
Where they can just, you know, have these lasers go down the line. Why not do the same thing? And I'm like, yeah, do that too. And again, it's quick as hell.
It probably has something to do with the structure of the stadiums being different, but yes, it would. One would think that if you can do it in tennis, if you can do it at Wimbledon and Roland Garros, why can't you do it, you know, at a
Fenway
baseball
Park,
stadium?
Right.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. These are little things, that the technological advances that I think can make the game better.
Yeah. Well, interesting.
It's not foolproof, but it's pretty good.
So, Scooble, there's another quote that surprised me. Part of my process is that I'm 100% bought in on executing every pitch. He then goes on to say what percent of the time he actually hits his spot. So he wants to throw, you know, lower left quadrant or
right.
Whatever.
His command.
Yeah. What do you think Tarek Skubal estimates the percentage of times he hits his spot?
70%.
Kang, do you think that's higher or lower? Tarek Skubal, what percentage of times does he estimate he hits his spot? Gator says 70%. Do you think it's higher or lower?
Higher.
Okay. Here's the quote. Part of my process is I'm 100% bought in on executing every pitch. I expect each one to go where I want it to. I don't let any negative thought enter my mind. I don't hit my spot 100% of the time. I probably hit my spot 20% of the time. But the game's best do it a little less than me. I'm not trying to be perfect.
Hmm.
I was like, what?
That's a weird way to phrase that. Only hits about 20% of the time.
Yeah, I was shocked. I mean, he says he's going to try to be 100%. He's bought in that he's going to be 100%, but he says he only hits his spot 20% of the time. Now, his spot, I mean, we talk about, you know, we see the hitting zones and it's like nine boxes, like the Brady Bunch thing, nine boxes. For all we know, he has 27 boxes in his mind,
right,
and that he's missing his spot.
I'm trying to hit the black.
Yeah, I'm trying to
hit.
Yeah.
I went back and I just pulled up his stats when he was at Seattle and also pitching in college at Seattle and also in the minor leagues. There's a couple of extraordinary things from Tarek Skubal. In college, he threw a total of 206 innings. His earned run average was really good at 3.36. In the 206 innings, he had 224 strikeouts, but 100 walks.
Wow.
During that time.
How many innings?
206.
100 walks.
100 walks in college. You know what?
I think the number was probably less than 20% when he was in college that he was hitting a spot.
Goes to the minors and basically pitches three seasons in the minors. Pitches 159 innings. Almost 159 and two-thirds innings. A 2.03 earned run average throughout his minor league career. Mm-hmm. He walked 44 in 159 and two-thirds innings.
Hitting a spot at a higher percentage.
6 years in the majors. His earned run average, his career earned run average is 3.14. He has thrown 687 and a third innings. Mm-hmm. 796 strikeouts. Only 153 walks in 687 innings.
Wow.
So you combine his walk totals in the minors and in college, you get 144 in 365 innings. He's basically doubled the inning total, and his walk rate is even better. I mean, 153 walks in 687 innings is amazing.
Pretty crazy.
Very crazy. He has been so freaking good the last couple of years. Obviously, Cy Young last year, 2.39 ERA, 0.92 whip. This year, it's a 2.02 ERA and a 0.81 whip. I don't throw the word elite around a lot, as you know. Yep. I have a big beef when it comes to that word.
I think it gets used too much.
Way overused. It's not overused when you talk about Tarek Skubal and being an elite pitcher in Major League Baseball.
You know what I love about it is the 17-page story ESPN did on their front page today on Tarek Skubal. We've got that guy that other fan bases are probably going to get sick of hearing about.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And yet, I will stick by my prediction. I think AJ warned us this morning. I think Max Fried's starting the All-Star game. And AJ, he didn't say it, but he laid out the particulars. Yankee manager, Yankee pitcher, All-Star games in Atlanta. Max Fried's first 7-8 years of his career was in Atlanta. And they asked AJ this morning, how would you handle being, you know, if you got to name me, I'd name all our guys. We'd have all Tigers. He goes, basically now you get to make out the batting order. You start who starts and you make out the batting order. But yeah, he also said, don't be surprised if Skubal doesn't pitch in the All-Star game at all if he doesn't start.
He had an interesting response to the home run derby question.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam. I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Yeah. Yeah, they asked any Tigers going to be in the home run. Nope.
I think the first question was, what about Riley Green and the home run derby? No. What about Javi Baez? No. He said the only one who's really expressed interest in it is Torkelson. Mm-hmm. And AJ's like, it's exhausting. It is absolutely exhausting. You're trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark and hit it as far as you can, as hard as you can every time for like 40, every at bat for 45 minutes. It's exhausting.
Well, we'll hear more from AJ coming up today, starting at 1:31. In the meantime, Gator, last hour we played that clip from the TV show Quarterback, episode 4, where Jared Goff is mic'd up in a huddle at Houston after throwing 5 interceptions, saying in the huddle, "Give me the wasp, give me the wasp." That is then a play call. It's a long play call that ends up with the word wasp, but he's saying, "Give me the wasp."
Well, I said effing wasp.
Yes, well, that's true, too. Although we did a nice job editing today. Bravo.
Way to go, Kang.
Well, it was Kenny.
Way to go, Kenny.
Yep. Kang had the duties removed from his. No. We had a bit of a slip up yesterday with editing.
Sorry.
Anyway, so he's in the huddle saying, "Give me the wasp, give me the wasp." And his ear, Ben Johnson, who cannot hear him on the sideline, calls the play. And Goff says, this is, you know, when you have a good play caller, you've been together, you understand, you kind of think the same way. I was asking for the play. He called it. He couldn't hear me. And that's the Ben Johnson sky is falling crowd that could add fuel to your fire, but others have taken it other way. This feedback comes in. That clip tells me Ben Johnson is not the most important person. Jared knows what he wants. And if the next coordinator can create the plays, we can trust Goff when to use them.
Okay.
Next one. Come on, when you have great players, it doesn't matter who the coordinators are. Stop already. Hmm. So here's the funny thing. The person that says stop already, I don't know how much of a freak out we would have if not for the response of the audience. Two things have stunned me about the audience this year. One is some people are panicked over losing the coordinators way more than I was concerned. I mean, it's a concern, but there's definitely greater concern. And the second one was the concern over Aiden Hutchinson coming back from injury. I'm shocked at how many people are like really skeptical that he can't come back from a regular old NFL broken leg.
Yeah, the Hutchinson thing I have no worries about at all and never have. The coordinators thing, I don't even look at it. I don't use the term concerned with it. What I am is interested. Because I do think that this offense is a well-oiled machine. I do trust that Dan Campbell's the guy that started the whole thing. It wasn't Ben Johnson. It was Dan Campbell. So and by the way, John Morton was there when they started it too. So I'm not worried about that. And Calvin Shepard has been part of this team as well. Now that he's the defensive coordinator, it's not like he's coming in off the street. So I'm not concerned. I'm interested to see what, if anything, is different with how they choose to do things. And I think there will be no doubt that we're going to see something different on defense from what Aaron Glenn was doing to what Calvin Shepard is doing. But I don't know to what extent that's going to be. Offensively, I think it's a lot of what Jared Goff's input is going to be is what they're going to do.
Pete in Manistee writes, in bold prediction, John Martin will have some trick plays for Jared to run the ball for touchdowns. No one even know what hit them. And Lamar at Work says, guys, do you think Caleb Williams is mature enough to execute a Ben Johnson-style playbook? For instance, the fake fumble. You know, I don't know that the fake fumble was particularly complicated. I think what is interesting is we're all worried about Goff and the Lions losing their mojo without Ben Johnson. As much as that might be a legitimate concern, shouldn't it be as legitimate concern that Ben Johnson will lose his mojo without Jared Goff? Because he's going from having a veteran quarterback who knows the game, knows the system, knows the opponent, knows how to prepare, knows he's been around. Right. He's as seasoned as they get to a guy who's in his second year who struggled in year one.
And who has a totally different skill set.
Yep. And I'm not damning Caleb Williams. I think Caleb Williams is a very promising young quarterback.
Very talented.
But, you know, Ben Johnson benefited from Goff's experience too. Wouldn't that stand to reason?
Yeah, I think it does. I think the Bears are going to be a formidable team when all is said and done.
Could be.
By the end of this season, I think they've got a ton of weapons to work with, and there's a learning curve, and how long it takes before Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams are on the same page with things. But they've got the personnel to make it happen. It's just how long is it going to take before everybody knows every little nuance? You know, it's not just Caleb Williams. That's his wide receivers have to be on the same page. That's the offensive linemen have to make the right calls from protection purposes. That's the running backs being able to run as well to take some pressure off the passing game.
Straight ahead. Hey, AJ Hinch, how do you avoid long losing streaks? His answer at 1:31 on 97.1 The Ticket.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.